right. Happy Tuesday, happy show 803, Jake.
Thanks, Dan.
Great to see you again today.
You too, man.
Looking forward to Friday. Ticket or Summer Bash.
Summer Bash.
Ah, yes. I'll never forget that Summer Bash.
Tazonde.
Chocolate rain guy. we reduced his important song.
His social commentary about race relations to a event at a local lake.
Dr. Pepper flew him in. He's promoting it.
Anyway, Kevin Landrum here again today. Lando filling in for Blake.
Landrum works on the weekends up here.
We've taught him about the Dropbox existence. Now we need to teach him to convert files to MP3. As we all know, Wave is about double the size, and if we put all Wave files in there, it would be overflowing.
We all, other than the people who run our company. Because you see, those gentlemen in there who primarily work on the weekend are used to using the Cumulus system, which demands that you put in the largest size WAV file possible.
Which is not conducive with logic.
I'm just telling you why they do it.
Yeah, well, we don't. You know, we zig.
That's right.
When they zag.
We're disruptors.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Let's send out the little thingy.
I'm just going to keep going, Gordon.
Oh,
every
stop.
Term you hate.
Just stop.
Gordon! He's a guy that can use those terms.
Gordon!
Yeah, I find it hard to stomach those
Gordon!
Terms from Jay.
Gordon!
We are welcoming into the studio Gordon Keith Gordon! For his weekly visit with us.
Hang Zone.
Welcome, Gordon Keith.
It's an honor to be here.
We kept you around long enough for you to make a play for chicken in the break room.
Yeah.
Which you would not have been able to do.
Get in there before Norm.
So is that you? What's that sound?
Hotel phone laugh?
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah. I don't even know if I can still do that anymore. Something like that. So annoying.
Yeah, did you hear our new one? This is
Ham's doing it.
Got Megan.
Oh no,
Rapinoe. You understand her name? Is.
Everyone understood.
Oh, that's a soccer player, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her making that noise.
Why was she doing that?
Apparently it was because she was talking about her partner, Sue Bird,
mm-hmm.
and her incredible career and that she's the greatest of all time or the GOAT. So
said,
I think this is her.
In every sport.
Yeah. She had the greatest athletic career of any athlete in any sport.
Oh, I thought she said, when we get home tonight, here's what's waiting for you.
It might have been a coded message.
See,
this is our weekly segment.
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday with the great Gordo. I have a little audio for you, Gordo.
You ever heard of, speaking of that act, have you ever heard Killer Kelson telling his traumatic childhood story?
Did he walk in on that?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Killer.
He said this on the air. He's told this story on the air. But he walked in, I think it was stepdad. I don't know if I'm remembering that part right, but yeah, his stepdad was at the trough when he walked in the door.
Damn.
Just.
Now, did he make eye contact with mom or anything, or just quickly exited?
And he started to leave, and she beckoned him to stay right there.
You know, as far as traumatic parent incidents go, I think that's almost like the sexual version of holding a door open for someone. You know, it's a kind, caring act. I think I'd rather see that than just like a full pulverizing.
Pulverizing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just the...
Wouldn't you...
Kind of like the two dogs in the front yard
yeah,
thing? You don't want
right.
to see that?
No, I think... That's a better way to see your dad in a sexual act.
Yeah, but maybe later
it's probably the best
in the
one,
future,
now that
in the future you'll realize, oh, what a giving man he was. At
right.
the time, though, you just don't know what's
yeah,
going
you're
on.
Traumatized no matter what.
But you're going to be traumatized
gonna get sucked
no matter
up in
the
there.
Act. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to lose dad.
Yeah, he's doing something. He's going to get a disease doing that.
Yeah, that's the
just looks,
that's the potty.
I mean, would you rather walk in on that
unsanitary.
Or the reverse?
Like mom, she is
mom with the microphone.
I rest
is
my
mom
case.
With the microphone or mom in the salad bowl?
Mom with the microphone.
Okay,
I guess right. Yeah.
Oh, when mom's book friend, book club friend
no,
comes
no,
over.
No, I'm talking about
they have
tossing the contents of a
oh
yeah,
okay
of
oh.
a bowl of
we're talking
shredded.
About, we're talking
well,
about
you would not want to see.
We're talking about Father's Day.
Yeah. That's what Jake calls Father's Day.
Yeah, you don't no, you would there's no circumstance you'd want to walk in on that.
Happy baby pose.
I don't want to say no because I never like to rule anything out.
Sure.
But then I just said never there. So that means
I that's different than no though.
But I've ruled out ever ruling something out and that's
get to your audio,
well.
I think.
Oh.
Oh, you got audio?
So I'm listening. Actually, good P1.
I know,
he's
he plays
worst.
That drop.
He's the worst.
Makes us sound incompetent.
P1 sent this to me, and it's like an hour-long fantasy podcast.
All right, we better start getting listen to it right now.
So listen to this.
We can.
Well, no, I cut out just the 30 seconds of it. That,
okay,
we don't have to listen to the whole hour. So they're telling you stuff to do about your fantasy teams. So that's great.
Or sport.
But that is irrelevant because at this point, it's the end of the podcast, and apparently they do their effing around at the end. So now they're talking about their kids, and one guy is talking about, should I allow my 12-year-old to go to the beach alone with his friends? And they were hearkening back to a, their childhoods where, we would get dropped off at the mall, and we'd go to the mall, and we would... and they were, I think they were debating whether or not you should be able to go to an amusement park alone with your friends, like Six Flags or something. Anyway, we pick it up there, and you'll know why we're playing this in a moment.
Okay.
What's the name of that amusement park in Kansas City?
It's Worlds of Fun.
Yeah.
It was like an hour and a half away from us, so no, they didn't go there a lot with their friends. I think you really don't understand where I came from, Dave. Like, you've known me for almost 9 years. And I feel like you just don't, there were not, like maybe you went to the roller rink. That would have been the place they might want to go.
So would you allow him to go with a girl to the roller rink?
Right.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing. That's a totally different thing.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, we're obsessed.
Why?
Totally different movies. Totally different types of movies.
It's your fault. We've been playing that in the open for years.
And now
we played it once
with you
sitting in here, and then all of a sudden it's
your
the
big jerk.
840 characters.
And I love the life cycle of it too, because now it's to the point where George yells "Stop it!" at him. At first, George is having fun. Right. Yeah, to Tom the Avatar thing. That's and now it's "Stop it!"
Yeah, now he's had enough.
So I had I have two topics for you. You get to pick.
Okay.
Are they the same topics?
No.
Or
is one of them going
to
be Corey Richens?
Pick.
How different are they?
Corey Richens, the Utah woman who killed her husband, or allegedly killed her husband, and then wrote the children's book about grief.
We did cover that a month or two ago.
Have you seen the latest in that?
No. Let's see here. She's crying in court.
They've released the Google searches from her phone,
which is always
entertaining.
Is it like that one guy who killed his wife and had Googled, like, how long body in acid?
So here are some of her Google searches.
Oh, no.
Can cops force you to do a lie detector test?
Now, wait, what does she do?
She's accused of putting fentanyl in her husband's coffee or something like that. No, it's Moscow Mule. That's right.
I believe this is where my e-break of cold to the couch came from. He was cold to the touch on the couch. I got mixed up. But, yes, she then wrote a children's book about grief.
For their surviving son.
And would go on, like, their version of Good Morning Texas and do a second.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
She also texted her drug supplier that she wanted, quote, the Michael Jackson stuff for her husband.
She's trying to be
coy. And she also Google searched on her phone, death certificate says pending, will life insurance still pay?
That's so specific.
Also, if someone is poisoned, what does it go down on the death certificate as?
Did Killer write that?
All of these are worded very informally. Also Googled, luxury prisons for rich in America.
Okay.
Huh. Luxury prisons so for rich to, yeah, in America.
Think, all right,
she's thinking,
I'm not
going
to get away
She's
with
covering
this.
All her bases
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And she's under the belief that she can go to a white-collar crime prison yeah. for first-degree murder.
Yes.
Well, she is rich.
And then she also Google searched, how to permanently delete information from an iPhone remotely. So.
Yeah, Dan and I have always said.
Now, that's all circumstantial.
If you want,
true.
If you want to do something like this or disappear, you basically have to be like the 2014 Houston Astros, and you have to start planning half a decade out.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing it back to sports!
Like, if Dan wants to disappear in 2030, he needs to go to the Southlake Library and Google today and start working on that information intermittently over, like, the next 2 years.
Yes. I think you need to go to the Rockwall. I need to go as
That's
far
yeah,
away
go
from
away.
Where I live.
Yeah. Different library.
That's true.
Totally
yeah.
different library.
Yeah. yeah.
Rockwall.
No, so my two topics for you that you can select... Children's dance recitals in the era of grooming.
Jeez.
Or North Sentinel Island.
I think North Sentinel Island, because I have no idea what that's about.
Okay, so I heard you talking this morning. What was the affliction that you guys were discussing, I think, first in the corner?
Aphantasia, I think, or something like that.
Yes. Would you like to describe it?
Yeah, it's basically mind blindness in which someone cannot conjure any visual imagery inside their mind. Like if you tell them, imagine a table, imagine standing next to a table, and, you know, they can't picture that.
They have to be seeing it to visualize yeah. it in any way.
Right.
And you brought up this idea that there was some remote indigenous population, maybe an island population, that had an airplane fly over them, and the reports were they couldn't even see it.
Yeah, they'd be looking up, but it was so foreign to their mind that they couldn't even... And their mind just edited yeah. it out.
Because yeah. everything your brain is doing is relying, subconsciously or not, on something else you've seen or experienced
right.
before.
It's like cookies.
What?
Yeah, it's like browser cookies.
Yeah.
yeah.
They okay. load them in there, and now you could just load them right back up.
So it got me thinking that I've never heard you
it's
discuss.
Good, Dan.
North
That's good, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, listen,
Thanks.
Man, we're going to take off, but the nurse brought you another pudding if you wanted. It's sitting right there.
Like cookies. So you know nothing about North Sentinel Island?
No.
It is one of, if not the only, remaining completely voluntary isolationist communities on Earth.
Is this the one where the guy
That's
went
was,
to go visit
yes.
them? And
Yeah, so someone was telling me about this recently. It's it operates basically autonomously. India owns it, but they practically let them just exist on their own. They have been untouched by the outside world completely.
No internet.
no internet.
They didn't develop the internet separately, like they came up
on their own. No.
Yeah, like their technology is tracking along with ours, because if you leave any human
no, yeah.
civilization alone, they will develop
no,
similar
no.
technology.
They did not
what about Taco
that?
Bell's?
No Taco Bell. Oh. If you show up there, they're not talking about cancel culture.
They aren't.
They don't just track our cultural
they don't.
Trajectory.
They don't follow the same blogs.
No.
Chemtrails.
Okay. They don't. So, hey guys. A man named John Allen Chow, a Christian missionary from Alabama, traveled there in 2018. On a mission trip. He was 26 years old at the time.
Hey guys, y'all heard about Jesus?
And he was very prepared for this, to the point, there's a movie coming out about this. I think either a book or long article has been optioned, so this will be made. And he was preparing to the point of some Kansas City-based evangelical organization, I believe called All Nations, set up somewhere in Kansas like a fake island scenario for him. Where they are pretending how they think the North Sentinelese are going to be acting and talking and receiving him.
They're accepting Jesus within the first 30 seconds of
yeah.
him, his landfall.
So they're doing role play.
They're doing role yeah. play, like a full, what you would do for the military.
Yeah.
Maybe before you're on trial, you want to.
Exactly.
Let's
prep. Yeah.
Play this out and see. So you're prepared.
Well, as you can probably imagine, this did not go well for John Alan Chow. He was murdered.
Really? We should get him on the
He was
on
murdered almost oh. instantly.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like everyone else who's gone and made contact with this island have been.
Don't they have like a last picture of him jumping off the boat, like on the, like right offshore?
They have his diary. I know that.
How'd they get that?
I think he might have had
the
a
North
couple of
Sentinelese
fishermen. That
second most favorite famous diary.
Whoa!
It's not first.
Yesterday we were talking about the most famous diary.
A goo goo gaga.
Do you know?
The most famous diary.
Yeah.
Well, Anne Frank's would be up there.
There you go. Really, there's no... I didn't know there was a two until now,
yeah.
maybe.
No, it's definitely Larry Bird at the three-point contest of which one of you MFers won second. It's just Anne Frank. There's no other
Not a
option.
Big list, yeah.
But you should read up on this guy.
Bridget Jones, maybe.
Excerpts from his diary. And the Indian government... you know, they got lobbied by this organization in Kansas. Like, are you going to prosecute these people? Like, they murdered this guy. And they're like, I mean, we kind of told you. You go out there.
That sounds like victim people, blaming.
These people don't understand what you're trying to do. There are also accounts of the first time he tried to make contact, they were all doubled over laughing at him. It just made me laugh. Think of 100 people who have never been touched by land just roasting you on first contact. Like, they see you, and their first thought is to make fun of you.
What's his name again?
John Alan Chow. That is C-H-A-U. He was 26 years old at the time. There's a long, I think it's either a New York Times magazine or a New Yorker magazine that profiles his entire ordeal.
When did he do this? Fairly recently?
Yeah, 2018.
Well, this is a different guy than I was thinking of. I was thinking of some dude who tried the same thing like in the 60s, because I'm thinking of a black and white photograph
like
I've seen.
Like a rich guy, like, I'm thinking like a Rockefeller son or somebody.
You know what?
Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
Not Rockefeller, though, but it's somebody.
Yeah, I can't
Was it
remember.
A Kennedy?
That's how John Kennedy died.
I think you're right.
Somebody who had gone, maybe it wasn't the same island, but it was a very similar situation that they were going to spread the word.
Yeah, these people on this island, there's footage of them like shooting arrows at helicopters and stuff like that.
Yeah, they definitely at some point resembled me at the compound a couple years ago when the drone flew over.
Yeah.
There's drone footage of the North Sentinelese people just rocketing. Actually, like, from slingshots at drones because they think they're under attack.
So
it's a very American story to just have so much confidence that you can just show up there and immediately they're like,
yes,
come on in.
We need to export our values to them.
Are other religions doing that? Or is there a Muslim guy who's been killed trying to, hey, look, I got the Muslim thing. It's pretty sweet.
That's probably more of a Gordon question, but it does seem that
a Buddhist guy,
the evangelizing is primarily.
Is the Buddhist kind of just pretty chill? Like, hey, we do our thing. Hey. From what I understand about Buddhism.
Look at Gordon just letting Dan go.
I want to hear more about your understanding of Buddhism.
That's about it. It's kind of, hey, you got your thing? Do it.
Yeah, that is a direct quote.
Yeah.
From the Buddha.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Got a big belly.
You get to come back as a cricket or whatever.
Flower.
I don't really know all that.
Whatever.
Works.
So this tribe, they've been trying to contact the tribe multiple times. Different people.
Yeah, for decades.
And they've never been able to penetrate their culture.
Not even close.
And what's
not
the,
even close
besides. Trying to say you should be my religion. What? Why? Why can't you? Just
well, what
leave
if they're
alone?
Mistreating women? What if they're mistreating women there?
Yeah. What if they have a pay in different?
Yeah.
Imbalance?
What if there's a pay gap?
Yeah.
I mean, what if these?
What if they still make cartoons with insensitive racial depictions?
Yeah.
How many?
What if they're boycotting
island?
Bud Light there?
Or what if they're drinking it?
Or drinking it.
That'd be terrible.
So in 2018...
No matter which stance they have on Bud Light, we need to go in there and correct it.
It's somewhere between...
Wait, you haven't heard about Bud Light?
It's somewhere between 40 and 400. It's unknown.
That's the population?
Obviously. Yeah. Maybe as high as 400, they say, but in 2018, it was estimated to be 39. Yeah, we should show
genetic
up.
Genetic diversity there.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
questions.
Impress our current day thinking on sleeping with your siblings. On this.
Or as Dan calls it, wincest.
All right, well, he chose.
Yeah.
This is on him.
Well,
shout out to Killer's dad.
It was Sophie's choice, though, for me.
I think choice is important. Impertinent.
Good morning.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
That's Gordon Keith.
Yes!
You can see him on Twitch. You can hear him on the radio. You can do
hear
stuff.
Me in hotel rooms when the phone rings.
Maybe you could walk in on him with your mom.
Gross.
And there he is.
Michael Clark Rockefeller.
There you go.
It was a Rockefeller.
Good job.
All right.
Solid showing for Dan in this segment.
On North Sentinel Island?
Find out next week.
Oh, okay. All right.
On See You Next Tuesday with Gordon.